How to be happier? Do some exercises. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Philip Watkins, professor in the College of Social Sciences at Eastern Washington University, explores how gratitude exercises can help strengthen your sense of well-being.
Research has overwhelmingly supported the conclusion that gratitude is good for you. In short, studies have found that grateful people tend to be happy people. But more convincing evidence comes from experimental studies that have shown that gratitude exercises actually cause increased happiness. For example, we recently published a study where each participant completed an exercise every day for 1 week. In our treatment of interest, the Gratitude Three Blessings intervention, students listed three blessings from the last 48 hours, and then they wrote about how each of these good things made them feel grateful. We found that the happiness of those in the Gratitude Three Blessings treatment increased significantly more than a placebo group and another group that recalled three good things without gratitude. Thus, it wasn't simply recalling good memories that made people happy. Grateful processing of those memories was important to enhancing well-being. Moreover, we actually found that the happiness of those in our gratitude group kept going up after treatment, while the happiness of those in the other groups was returning to pre-treatment levels. Our results suggested that it was not that the gratitude exercise simply made people momentarily happy, but that it changed their thinking in some way that promoted their future well-being. Just 1 week of the Gratitude Three Blessings exercise seemed to train their brain for happiness, so to speak. Gratitude exercises may train your brain to notice and appreciate blessings in your life, a way of thinking that may be important to your happiness.
That was Philip Watkins of Eastern Washington University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.